Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. And that's where we come in.
This letter, I think it's become way too common, and too many of us are going to know somebody just like this lady named Marty. She's 45 years old, was in the hospital for 67 days. So I'm writing to you because our family's had a rough year and we need help. This year, in July, I was diagnosed with COVID. By the weekend, I was hospitalized after my oxygen kept dropping into the low 80s. After a week into my hospital stay, I developed COVID pneumonia, and my oxygen level was dropping into the 70s. And if you remember, that's where Belshi was at. And they put you in the tent, and you're just on the cusp.
Right there.
Doctors made the decision to put me on a ventilator. I was on that ventilator for over 2 weeks, and every day the doctor wasn't sure whether I was going to make it or not. The doctor finally made a decision that it was time to get off the ventilator and do a tracheotomy and start a feeding tube. That started to work, and I was finally improving. After 67 days in the hospital, I now had a long road. I had to learn to walk and talk, eat and breathe again. I also lost about 90% of my hair. I'm still on the road to recovery. I'm still on oxygen, but I'm hoping to go back to work after the first of the year. I know it has put a strain on my family, and we're falling behind on all the bills. Using the oxygen machine in our home has made our energy bill go to over $600 a month. I just want to get back to normal and my family have a good, happy holiday after these past several scary months. Thank you for all you do for the families, and thank you for taking time to read my letter. Merry Christmas, Marty. So, it's pretty rough. I after reading to this, she made it through there. But, man, you know the ventilator, and we all know that's the 50-50 mark. And if you've had a friend that went on the ventilator, I've had one that went on, and he never came home. I went to his funeral. I have another friend who, he didn't go, Belsh, and he made it.
We have a family friend who argued not to go on the ventilator, and, I mean, the ventilator is what saved his life.
Yeah, it's just a too common story. It isn't this isn't about politics, guys. This isn't about anything other than trying to help somebody, whether it says we're talking about a ventilator, COVID, or cancer.
Yeah.
Just the scare alone of having to be sick. And then the whole rest of your life.
Well, and who knows what the long term effects are. And I mean, you're 45 years old. You have a lot of the world left in front of you, man. Do you have Marty on?
Yeah, she's on hold.
Marty. Hi, Marty. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yes.
So Jake was explaining things to me, because I know it's not easy for you to talk. You're still struggling with oxygen.
Yes.
So walk me through what happened in July. When did you realize you had COVID? Like, what caused you to realize you had COVID?
I just, all of a sudden at work, I just started getting dizzy and passed out at work. I thought it was just a sinus infection that I had. So I left work that day, went to the doctor's on a Wednesday, and they diagnosed me with COVID. Then by the weekend, I was in the hospital because the oxygen dropped so low. My husband and my daughter both had COVID too, and they got over it within a week or two, but me, I wasn't so fortunate to get over it with.
So you were in there for 2 weeks, and then they said, look, your oxygen's in the 70s. You have to go on this ventilator.
I did not want to, because I had another friend that died that went on the ventilator, and she was my age. I was totally afraid that I was never going to see my kid's kid or even come out of that hospital.
I can't imagine, because at that time, especially, like, you couldn't be near anybody with COVID. They isolated you, so they weren't allowed to come and see you. Or were they?
That was the hardest part, is not having any family support there with me at the hospital.
No, you're alone, man. I mean, you can't imagine how alone that was. Belshi sent me a picture of his room, and that's the only reason I know. And it was the most awful, isolated, terribly alone thing. And, I felt for him, and he's a tough guy. You know, and I can't imagine not knowing if you'd ever see your kids again. You've already lost one of your friends, and then there's like, hey, and then they induced a coma, right?
Yes, they did. I said I didn't want to go on it because of the fear, and I still have those fears today about going to sleep at night and trying to wake up every morning, you know, because I'm afraid that I'm going to sleep and I'm not going to wake up. It's that fear I have.
Can't even imagine, because at the moment you know that they're telling you what they're going to do, and they're saying you're going to fall asleep now, and the last thought you have is, I don't know if I'm ever going to wake up again.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened.
So you did wake up. In a couple weeks, they decided to put you on take you off the ventilator and do a tracheotomy. Tell me about what happened then.
That was one of the worst things, is waking up and you can't move, you can't talk, you can't do nothing, because you've got this thing stuck in your throat breathing for you, and it's really, really hard to explain. You know, you have to learn after that comes out. I started getting better because of the trach and the feeding tube they put inside, plus they did that, you know. I'm glad that they decided to do that, because when they took me off the ventilator, it was a do or die situation. It was either my lungs are going to cooperate with me or I was just going to die. But, you know, my family was really heartbroken, and, you know, because they can't come in and see me. All they could do is call the hospital every day and ask about me. That's it. They couldn't say their last goodbyes if I was going to die or anything. But I did get better. But I had to learn to walk again, which I'm still trying to learn. I just stopped using my walkers and trying to push myself harder every day. But when I do, sometimes I relapse.
I didn't realize.
I had to learn to talk and learn to eat and stuff.
What happened that you lost your ability to walk and talk?
So my whole body, when they put me in the coma, it just went to sleep. And they just said that, you know, from lack of moving, your muscles just give out and go to sleep too, so you have to try and wake them all back up.
I had no idea. Man. And you, of course, that's, your physical therapy and your occupational therapy and your speech therapy and even eating again, because learning to swallow again. I watched my mom go through that after a stroke, and that's incredibly hard.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of weight in the hospital because of that, because they couldn't, you know, they had to feed me through the tube and I couldn't eat it. Even to this day with my trach scar in my throat, it hurts to swallow sometimes.
And you lost your hair.
My most pride and joy, my hair that I, the only one part of my body that I love is my hair. And I'm 90% bald, and every day I still lose more and more hair. I have to wear bandanas, you know, just so I can make myself feel pretty.
Okay. Jake had shared with me that the oxygen machine had your bill was up quite high. Normally it's $195 in there. It's over $600 now.
It is, yeah, because I have my oxygen machine running all day long. And I've got called a Trilogy, which is a BiPAP ventilator thing that I have to wear at night too.
And
fall asleep dying.
and you had some savings, but you've used them all up now, and you're not sure how we're going to pay the rent.
Yeah, and I don't know what I'm going to do about my, you know, I have an older daughter that helps me as much as she can. She knows she's not going to get no Christmas, but
okay, hey,
my 14-year-old and my 6-year-old.
Hey, let's calm, let's take this down just a notch, just because I know it's not easy for you with oxygen. Now tell me about your daughter, Katie. Take a breath.
She's a blessing. She's a blessing to me. When she got COVID, you know, she lost her job as well. She's a trooper. She used her savings that she had to help us get bills paid, keep groceries in the house. She's, God bless you, just found a job.
Okay. Marty, tell me what you're worried about. What is it that's got you most worried?
Getting further behind in my bills and not being able to. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go back to work or not. And I let my family down. I feel like I let my family down because I'm not here to help them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's work our way through this, all right? Plus, I'm going to put you on hold. You stay right there, okay, Mark? Don't go anywhere. Just hang on. All right.
It's so overwhelming.
I got it. So here's what we can help with. I know that her rent is $935
per month.
And I know that her electric bill is $600
right.
per month. If we doubled that up, that's a big number, man. But she doesn't know. She's supposed to go back to work possibly sometime next month.
Right. She's just got to get better.
But that's
first.
So we're talking about a couple months of rent. Man, it's a big number, guys. But we can start with what was the difference between yesterday? He had called in and we only needed $300 and he had $1,500. So that gives
us $1,200. Yes, it was close to $1,500. Dwight was the guy yesterday.
Dwight, so we have a $1,300 start. So, okay, who's got a calculator? So $935, 18 plus 70, so that's 1870. Stop me if I screw this up. 1870 plus 1200. That'll be
how many times
3,070. It'd be 3,070.
Doubled up, it's 370.
Yeah, 3,070, and then...
Do you want to do one more?
No, let's do two. Let's start with 2 months.
Okay.
And two electric bills.
Okay.
And that's 3,070. And then I know she's got some kids, a young kid, a young girl, Hope, 6, and Shane, 14. If we start there... We can change it up if we get through it faster. But we have to start.
Okay.
All right.
So just over 3 is what we're shooting for.
Hold on, everybody. Yeah, you're on the air. Good morning, Tom. What's going on?
Hey, I want to throw in $500.
Woo! That's great. That's a good start, Tom. If we start, now remember, we're starting with $1,200, Nick.
Okay, we'll start $1,200, and then he's got $500.
All right. Bless you. Tom, what do you do?
I'm a jack of all trades, but, you know, it's really not about me. It's about her. And my dad went through something similar where he had to learn to walk, with cancer. And I know what she's going through. It's hard. It's hard. And, you know, it's a daily fight and she'll get through it. But, you know, you don't realize when someone's in the hospital that long, how much functionality they lose. And I know what she's going through. It's hard.
Yeah, no, I saw my mom go through this. And the probably my only job in that was to not let her lose hope or will to do what had to be done. Because if you let it get on top of you, you'll never stand back up again.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know, even the little things, like just how you move your arms and then the mental part. You know, it's so hard. And, you know, luckily she came out of the COVID and she'll get through this, but anything to help her get through it.
Hey, man, drop that off at any U.S. bank. Tell them Hope for the Holidays and they'll put it in the account, okay?
Will do.
Good man, Tom.
Thank you for all you do.
No, it's not me, Tom. It's you guys. It's all you guys. Every single bit of it, man. All right, so, Lonnie.
Johnny, I want to give $500, man.
Beautiful, man. What makes you call?
Hey, she said she was afraid of letting her kids down. And that's a horrible fear for a parent to have.
You're a good man, Lonnie. What do you do for a living, brother?
Construction, man.
Good year?
Yeah, I had a great year, Johnny. Best ever.
I appreciate you, brother. I love you, man. Merry Christmas.
Love you, too.
U.S. Bank Hope for the Holidays. U.S. Bank Hope for the Holidays. Where are we at?
Okay, we're at 2,200, and we're shooting for 3,100.
Okay. Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, man?
I got $1,000 for you.
Where'd you get $1,000?
I run my own company, Mux Mobile Welding. I've been down on my luck. I've been homeless, and I just want to help out.
Man, but really, you think about it, you don't know Marty. You've never met her. You heard her voice through a radio show. I'm always stunned by the kindness of others, man. What makes you pick up that phone?
I've lived in Kansas City my whole life, and I just want to help out. I've never had a chance to help out, and I finally had it. Got ahead of myself here, and I can give a hand.
It won't put you in a hard place?
What's that?
It won't put you in a hard place, will it?
This life, thanks.
I just want to make sure that if you give this $1,000, it doesn't put you in a place where you're going to be in trouble.
No, it doesn't. My kids have plenty enough, and I want to get back.
You're a good man. Hey, listen, U.S. Bank, you stay right there. Hold on, Marty.
Yes, sir.
Andrew, right there. $1,000, so where are we at?
3,200.
And what do we need?
3,100.
Okay.
That was to get her to 2 months rent and 2 months electrical bill.
Okay. Now, we haven't talked about the kids.
No.
Jake, can we see if you can round something? I've got another couple kids that we can do some cards for, a couple $100 each. If we had another, if we had another $500 that we could just, do two 250s and we could run that through. Hey, Rick, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, John. How you doing, man? I called the other day, man. I'll do 500, man. Let's take care of them kids.
Did you already do one? Did you already help out one, Rick?
Yeah. We save for this every year.
What do you mean? Tell me about that.
Well, you just put a little bit of money here and there. You get a bonus every year. I put that in with it.
But who's we?
Me and my kids.
So they know about Hope for the Holidays.
They absolutely do. We do it yearly. It's our kind of way of giving back.
It's amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. Rick, you wrap this one up. You put the bow on it. Tell your kids thank you.
You got it, man. God bless you.
You too, man. U.S. Bank Hope for the Holidays. So that puts us across the board a couple months, mm-hmm. couple electric, Christmas. Okay, I got it. Marty.
Yes,
still there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So, I don't know what you could hear down the phone line, Marty, but we're going to take care of your rent for 2 months. We're going to have you bring us the name of your landlord. We're going to pay your rent directly for 2 months. Bring us your electric bill. We're going to overpay it by $600. We're going to put the $600 in and then overpay it another $600 so that you have that $600 credit on your electric bill, okay?
You know, this brings hope to me with all the people out there. Really, to help.
Listen, I'm going to take care of those kids for you. I'm going to let you take care of those kids. We're going to make sure that you have a couple of gift cards to go Christmas shopping. Have somebody in your family go, if you're not up to it, for your two kids, the two young ones. And our friends at Constantino's, Price Choppers, Apple Markets, and Sunfresh would like to give you $500 in groceries. Well, now it's on you. Now you got to get better. Now you've got to do the rest of this, all right?
Yes, sir.
What do you think? Do you think you can?
Yes, I can do it.
Hey, hold on a second. Just breathe. Take a deep breath for a second. All right? We're going to take this. Some of this is just, we're going to take these problems away. You okay?
Thank you.
No, Merry Christmas, Marty. You had a hard year, man. And I just want him to know that. And everybody wants to know, just, will this get you to where you need to be so that you can work on you, get better, get back to work, and just get back to normal.
I appreciate everything you do. Thank you. Just give me hope.
All right. Merry Christmas, hon. You hold on a second.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.